You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. For years, as you know, John, the Bush administration has been warning that Iran is trying to build nuclear weapons. And a new report from the International Atomic Energy Agency is not likely to settle the matter. Why is that? Because agency officials say in this new report they just don't know, concluding that in April, Tehran continued to rebuff their efforts to investigate whether the government there is pursuing nuclear technology for peaceful reasons or military ones. Iran's Vienna-based ambassador, he had another take. He says the report is proof that Iran's entire nuclear activities are peaceful. So where's the truth in this? The BBC's John Line joins us from Tehran with the latest. And welcome, John. The report says that Iran has ramped up its capacity to enrich uranium. Does that help in understanding whether it's nuclear weapons they're after or nuclear power?
Well, not really. Iran has been boasting, frankly, of its the fact that it's increasing its nuclear uranium enrichment program. It says it's for peaceful purposes. In fact, if anything, I think the belief is that Iran is probably exaggerating its capacity for uranium enrichment. In a way, it's a challenge, maybe even a provocation to the West, to insist that Iran will push on with this program. But Iran then continues to say it is for peaceful purposes.
And what about this notion that they refuse to allow UN inspectors to see these upgraded centrifuges or to cooperate, that the Iranians are not cooperating with their efforts to understand exactly what they're doing in regards to nuclear power or weapons?
Well, there's a few issues there. Iran has cooperated to some extent, and I think the IAEA makes that clear. For example, Iran showed the IAEA their new P2 centrifuges, the new modernized versions. They showed them very early on to Mohammad al-Baradei. But the IAEA, the nuclear watchdog, says they haven't been shown enough, and there haven't been enough detail, both of the current program to enrich and this historical issue of whether Iran was trying to make or design nuclear warheads back before 2003, the period the United States say Iran was actively trying to get nuclear weapons.
John, give us a picture of what the nuclear facilities are in Iran. It's my understanding that there are two facilities, one in Natanz and one at another location. One is very clearly designated civilian. The other is a little more mysterious. And on the inspection issues, isn't it true that Iran prefers to show prototypes or small pilot projects to the IAEA, leaving the actual production facilities kind of out of the inspections regime?
Now, I don't think that's quite fair. There are a wide range of nuclear facilities here in Iran, and that's always been one of the issues about why it would be so difficult for any kind of military action to take out the nuclear program here without a really widespread program of attack. For example, you've got the main enrichment facility at Natanz. But then you have other things in Isfahan, the big city, the historical city of Isfahan. You've got the nuclear reactor at Bushehr, which is nearing completion. You've got the heavy water facility, which could be associated with a plutonium-powered bomb in Iraq, and other facilities across the country. So it's not like the situation, for example, when the one reactor in Iraq at Ozirak was bombed back in 1981. So there are a very wide range of facilities here. And yes, the UN has shown the Natanz nuclear enrichment facility, which is the most key facility because that's the facility the West believes could be used to make nuclear material and ultimately nuclear bombs. They have shown it to the IAEA, and it is monitored by the nuclear watchdog. And the interesting thing really is actually that the previous reports from the IAEA have actually said that Iran is not proceeding as fast as Iran claims to be proceeding. Iran says, we've got these centrifuges going, they're all working well, we're ramping it up from 3,000 to 9,000, whereas the message you get from the IAEA in Vienna is, actually, they're not working so well. Well, it's a very difficult technical program, and they're not working so fast.
Certainly Iran gets more out of claiming nuclear capability than actually producing nuclear capability with their reaction from the West. Politically, it's important for them to make these exaggerations, it seems.
Oh, yeah, it's quite clear. I think it's very hard, and even officials I've spoken to here have conceded that whether or not Iran is actively trying to make a nuclear bomb, and of course Iran always denies that, nevertheless, this is a highly political program. It is a challenge to the West. Even if no bombs were ever produced, The point is, if you like, somebody once said to me, if America stopped objecting to it, Iran would stop doing this immediately. That's a bit of a joke, but I think I get the point.
Very quickly, John, this report was the result of a UN Security Council request. What happens next?
We proceed on. I think Iran is in no mood for compromise whatsoever, although an EU delegation is expected here soon. Iran is in absolutely no mood for compromise. And from the other side, I haven't frankly seen any sign of a clear policy from Washington to take this forward. It's very hard to get new sanctions through the UN, and at the moment, military action certainly seems to be off the table.
John Lyne for the BBC, reporting from Tehran. Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.